Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Defence Ministry in Moscow says it's thwarted a Ukrainian offensive in the southern Donetsk region. There's been no comment from Kiev, and the Russian claim has not been independently verified. Here's Charles Haviland.
For many weeks, Ukraine has given notice of what it says is an impending counter-offensive against the invader. Now Russia is claiming to have repulsed a five-pronged attack by Kiev that it says was attempted on Sunday morning. The Russian Defence Ministry said the Ukrainians tried to break through Russian defences in five sections of what Kiev saw as the most vulnerable part of the front line in southern Donetsk. But it said the Russian army's skill had won the day, with Ukraine losing 250 personnel and 21 tanks.
As fighting intensifies in the Sudanese capital Khartoum, the deputy head of the Transitional Sovereignty Council has told the BBC there's an urgent need to facilitate the withdrawal of troops from residential areas. Malik Agar was promoted to deputy to the de facto ruler, the army chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, when fighting broke out in April. Julian Bedford reports.
It comes as no surprise that those around the army chief want troops to withdraw from Khartoum. The overwhelming majority of the forces in the Sudanese capital are paramilitary fighters from the Rapid Support Forces, and the army has been trying to blast them out of the positions they hold. It's uncertain whether the escalation in fighting in the past 2 days means General al-Burhan plans to try to recapture Khartoum. What's certain is that civilians trapped inside the city are finding life ever harder.
Saudi Arabia has announced a further deep cut to its oil output as part of a broader deal by OPEC and its partner nations to reduce supply. While other countries announced an extension to cuts made in April, Riyadh said it would cut output in July by 10%, its biggest reduction in years. Bethany Bell reports.
The Saudi energy minister, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman, said the cut of 1 million barrels a day could be extended beyond July if necessary. This is a Saudi lollipop, he said, to stabilise the oil market. In April, several OPEC Plus members agreed to voluntarily cut production by more than 1 million barrels per day, a surprise move that briefly saw an increase in prices but failed to bring about lasting recovery.
The Red Cross in Senegal says almost 360 people were injured in violence that broke out on Thursday after the opposition leader, Ousmane Sonko, was sentenced to 2 years in prison. At least 16 people are known to have died in the clashes between demonstrators and security forces. World News from the BBC. Rights groups in Russia say police have detained more than 100 people who had taken to the streets to mark the birthday of the jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Marches were staged in 23 cities, including Moscow and St. Petersburg. In many places, only a handful of people attended, as the Russian authorities have clamped down on dissent since the invasion of Ukraine. Gunmen have killed at least 5 people and wounded 8 in a shooting at a home in Guayaquil, Ecuador's biggest city. One of the victims was a policeman. The port of Guayaquil has been badly hit by drugs trafficking and has seen a recent surge in crime. The United States Air Force says it scrambled fighter jets in pursuit of a civilian Cessna light aircraft that had strayed into airspace over Washington, D.C., and whose pilot was not responding. The Cessna subsequently crashed into mountains in southwest Virginia. U.S. defense officials said their planes had been traveling at supersonic speeds. The crew launched flares in an attempt to get a response from the pilot of the Cessna. Paris's most famous boulevard was on Sunday transformed into a giant open-air exam hall as thousands of people set a new record for the world's largest dictation. Kat Wiener reports.
La Grande Dictée, or the Great Dictation, saw 5,000 people, ranging in age from 10 to 90, sitting at wooden desks laid out in neat rows all the way down the Champs-Élysées. This was far more than just a spelling bee, as over 3 sessions, participants listened to excerpts from texts ranging from a 19th century short story to modern fiction and sports journalism, and attempted to transcribe every word without a mistake. The head of the committee of the Champs-Élysées said the event had united people in their shared appreciation of the French written language, culture and historic landmarks of Paris.
BBC News.